Live and local, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. This is KVOE News at 8:05.
29 degrees right now, a lot of sunshine and a wind chill of 20. Good morning from the 24-hour KVOE Newsroom. I'm Chuck Samples. KVOE forecast from the TV 13 weather team here today, calling for a lot of sunshine, at least early. Increasing clouds, though, are expected here later today with an afternoon high of 45. And with the cloud cover here this evening into the late night hours, we could see some sprinkles and even some flurries tonight. But that'll be ending. We'll see partly cloudy skies by sunrise with a low of 30. For Thanksgiving, turning sunny as the day progresses with an afternoon high of 47. And then cloudy, breezy for Friday, a high of 47 again. Forecast details coming up from the TV 13 weather team. Thanksgiving Day has a celebration taking place and really a developing tradition as well. It's the Turkey Day Dash for Southwick House, and we're pleased to have with us Executive Director Susan Brinkman joining us here on the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line here today.
Susan, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
Glad to hear it. Well, we're less than 24 hours away from having, turkeys running around Emporia here, sounds like, huh?
Oh, yes, we are. And we got a whole bunch of them running around.
Well, that is good. Yeah, so a new location this year going to be launching from outside of Gravel City Roasters. So all things set to go for tomorrow morning, Susan?
We are. We are. The race will launch at 7:30 in the west parking lot behind Gravel City. Gravel City will be open because you might need a warm beverage to start your day. And we will then head north and go through the beautiful ESU campus and down Highland Hill. I think that's really critical to mention. and then just make a big loop and come back. So we're really excited. Our community has supported this event, first with Walnut PTO and then with Southwick House for, I think, about 15 years now. And we are just about at 200 Turkey Day Dashers.
Nice.
What does it mean for you to see that type of support, Susan? Because, I mean, you know, you mentioned here that this has been longstanding. There's the handoff here basically to Southwick House a couple of years back. What does it mean for you to see that number here that are already set and ready to rock and roll tomorrow morning?
Oh, my gosh. I know you have heard all of us say this a million times, and we can't say it enough. We have a remarkably generous community. We punch high for our size when it comes to helping our neighbors. So the handoff of the longstanding tradition to Southwick, we were so grateful for that. And then all of the runners that have stuck with us as we've learned the ropes on how you do a Thanksgiving morning run. So, and I do want to share with everyone, maybe you didn't quite get pre-registered, and that's okay. You can just show up at Gravel City tomorrow at 7, and we will sign you up, get you a bib, and you can be trotting along.
There it is. That's how easy this is. That's how flexible they are. You can sign up the moment of. So if you have a spur, you're waiting to see what's the forecast going to be like. Well, take a look outside right now. Step outside. Tomorrow will be exactly what you're feeling out there right now. So it's going to be a nice morning.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty nice. Yeah. It'll be... You know, it's going to be just a really great, great morning. So we're excited about that.
It'll be better. It'll be less breezy than it is right now out there. So
even better.
That is a good thing indeed. So looking forward to the Turkey Day Dash 2025 edition to benefit Southwick House. And proceeds from this event, Susan, go where?
All of the proceeds will go toward our capital campaign. We are closing in on about $700,000 to have the money to break ground and build. So I just could not be more pleased with our progress and all of our volunteers, everybody that steps up to help with every event and every fundraising activity that we've done.
Susan, before we let you go, what does it mean, or really what is having this specific transitional housing, not just transitional housing in general, back in the picture here for the area, but the model that Southwick House has developed here leading into the future? Why is the model itself so important?
You know, the model is really critical. There are not too many of them around the state. In fact, we'll only be the third in the state of Kansas. It's low barrier. That means that, you know, we have a lot of great shelters in Emporia, but they are typically tied to a mission, so maybe domestic violence or mental health recovery and substance abuse. And we do not have that as a barrier. We'll also be housing families, complete families, single-parent families, so as broad a possible community base as we can serve of an individual. population.
So, Susan, where will this 9,000-square-foot transitional housing facility be located?
That was excellent, Ron. The 42 new beds coming online will be located at 115 East Logan Avenue. So just north of the beautiful zoo and just west of the Howe House property.
Well, we can't wait for the groundbreaking. We can't
wait. Oh, me too. Yeah. Me too. Now, I have to ask you if I can sneak one thing in here. We did a staff pick for Turkey Day Dash team names.
Okay.
And I want to know if I can give a shout out to the winners.
You bet.
Please do.
Let's do.
Okay, because they don't win anything except for, you know, the fame of being mentioned on KVOE. So we had a lot of really great team names like Gravy, Guzzlers, and Stuffing Striders, but the winner goes to the Chapman family. They were the kick-ass rolls.
That is awesome.
Ooh. There you go.
I'm ready for Thanksgiving. I'm ready for the Turkey Day Dash now.
Way to set the scene.
Thank you, Susan. Me too.
Talk to you tomorrow.
Right.
Okay.
Thanks, Susan.
Thanks, guys.
Okay. Susan Brinkman. She's the director of Southwick House. Of course, longtime Emporia City Commissioner, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Member of the Emporia School Board, too, long time. Susan does a great job and great work. And we're looking for a fun event tomorrow, and Tank and Trahoon will be down there. We'll be broadcasting live very early, just after 6 o'clock tomorrow morning.
That's right.
We'll be down there.
And our newsmaker segment, 7:20 tomorrow morning, also from the Turkey Day Dash.
Yeah, we're a very proud sponsor of that wonderful event.
We are indeed. KVOE News Time 8:17. Right now, we're sitting at 29 degrees.